Welcome back to it on this Columbus Day. Yes, I call it Columbus Day. You can take me to a re-education camp later. We'll be fine. All right. Governor Whitmer cut almost $1 billion out of the budget. As you know, line item vetoes was something like 147 things she took out. Boom, 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 boom. One of those things, a $338 million transportation spending increase. That now has gone the other way. I think it's about $37 million less. Here to sort it out with me, James Holman, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. All right, so first of all, the Republican leadership has shown no real urgency. They brought some things back, $300 million of new spending proposals possibly, but they basically said, listen, Mike Shirky said, listen, budget's done, and not real urgency. I wonder, just first of all, do you think that the governor has any second thoughts about the fact that she took out $1 billion? Do you think it worked for her politically?
So the governor, it was kind of clear with her vetoes, especially of the increase in road funding, that she's not interested in using growing revenues from the state budget to fix roads. She wants to increase taxes. And so this was kind of an attempt to drive people back to the table to force those tax increase votes. And I think leadership is not having it.
Well, then where are we now? Let's talk about this item, $338 million. I think it was a one-time increase, was it not? And then but it's been cut out.
All budgets are one time.
There you go.
We have to budget every single year. That's recurring revenue. So if they want, if roads were a priority, it needs to be a priority against other priorities within the budget. So, you know, it's as permanent as every other dollar in the budget.
Let me ask you this, James, because there's been a lot of discussions back and forth when it comes to road funding. And that narrative is that the road funding that was approved by the previous administration has not been fully rolled out yet. It hasn't ramped up yet completely. True or false?
True, but that will happen next fiscal year.
Right. So my question is, why do we need to raise the taxes so dramatically when some people say that the money will be there? And trust me, I've been driving around lately. If you have as well, then you've noticed a whole lot of orange barrels and problems and congestion and stop traffic because apparently they're fixing the damn roads. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, our Transportation Asset Management Council, which monitors road conditions and reports about them for the state, says that we're currently at replacement, so that we're putting the roads back together just as quickly as they're falling apart. And costs matter, too. Like, the cost to repair roads have been increasing due to labor, due to the fact that, you know, companies take some time to ramp up, and we've doubled road funding from what it was in 2011.
Okay, so do we need to find other places to increase revenue for road spending, or do you think we're at about the right place? Or where? I mean, how do you sum it up when you look at this?
So this is the vetoes have been employed to drive higher taxes, and I think there's enough resources in the state budget to spend on these priorities. Without having to raise taxes.
All right. So when that $375 million was line itemed out, was that a good, I mean, when you get to, here's my point. When you get to November 2020, if no real movement has been made on her effort, I mean, she ran on one thing, right? Fix the damn roads. I mean, that's really what she ran on. If she's unable to move that narrative or get new taxes or whatever she feels she needs to get there, what does it leave Governor Whitmer when it comes politically? I mean, how does she call that a win if she hasn't gotten any ability to move it forward?
Well, she hasn't, or she's not up for election in 2020.
I understand that, but she's trying to win the Senate and the House. That's pretty obvious, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she can say, look, we need to elect Democrats because Republicans are dragging the state down, something like that. I just don't think – I think if she is judging her administration by whether she gets a tax increase or not, I think that's in an improper way. It's like, did you fulfill your campaign promises to improve road conditions? And you can do that without a tax hike, and that seems to be the path of least resistance with this legislature.
And what about other things that were taken out of the budget? Any concerns with anything else you saw that got line-itemed and nailed?
I think some of the people, whether – unintended consequences, like some of these institutions really relied on this revenue to survive, like some of those isolated school district grants that were vetoed, kind of look like that, like these, some of these school districts might shut down. They didn't intend for that. Those type of things are likely to be reinstated. But the others, who knows? The basic point is that when you veto spending, you don't veto revenue. So until they decide on how to spend it, it's just going to sit around in someone's fund balance.
Well, for example, one of the things that got a lot of attention, as you know, the Pure Michigan initiative, line itemed out, doesn't look like it's coming back.
We'll see. I think that this is a private industry's advertising campaign. It should not be financed by general taxation. The governor has gotten rid of it. It's not been included in some of these supplemental bills. So I would like to see it go away because I don't think that's appropriate for taxpayers to be spending money on.
All right. James Holman, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, as always, thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. There you go. By the way, if you want to pare things down a little bit, I can help you out with that. I want you to go check this out. GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Go look at the website, please. Check it out. Because that's part of what's going on with Thanksgiving specials coming out of My Pure Health Solutions. My Pure Health Solutions putting together the Thanksgiving. You get it. Lose 20 pounds before Thanksgiving. Feel better. Look great. All those family events. And you can get 15% off your customized weight loss program until Halloween. No trick. No trick at all. It's just a treat. 15% off until October the 31st. So if you're ready to lose weight with a custom plan, now's the time to step up and get it done. I did it. Heck, it was like March of 2018 I did it. I still feel great. 30 pounds later, I lost 40. It leveled out at 30. I've been great ever since. Really like it. Might do it again. I've been thinking crazy, thinking I might want to go down couple sizes more. I mean, it's good for your heart. It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for everything, right? Anyhow, go to GruberHealth.com. Go straight to GruberHealth.com to find out more. Your customized weight loss plan is waiting for you right now. GruberHealth.com. Get going.